This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. No holes barred, no crying in radio show. We deliver. And I'm not going to mince words on any of the stuff that we run into because, you know what, we've been coddled far too much in our lives. And the liberals that listen, they get the clips after the fact or that you go to, you need to be so dogmatically clear. You need to let people know, I'm not cutting you any slack. When it comes to conservatism and how we sell it, we cut you no slack. That's how we have to handle this. Because if we don't, we end up with the world that we currently live in. I talked the last segment, last hour, about Evergreen State College. Mad at Professor Brett Weinstein because he, a biology professor, who wouldn't leave campus because they wanted a day without white people over there. That's not he gets paid to teach. He doesn't get paid to leave campus because of your little social engineering experiment. And by the way, you little snowflakes, you happen to be wrong. You're wrong on every issue. And the problem is, there's been nobody there to spank your butt. That's why I so want to get back. I went into academia so bad I can't even see straight. When we release our movie, Bleeding Blue, we will be there. I'm going to go talk about this movie, and I'm going to challenge these little snowflakes any way they want to go at it. You're challenged. Consider yourself challenged. Really bugs me. Anyway, lots to talk about today. And, you know, I've highlighted a lot of the silliness of the left. A lot of it is based on some of the silliness of their parents and their leadership, if you will. This amazes me what I'm about to say next. We're still talking about why Hillary Clinton lost her election. Why she lost. Don't know, don't care. That's like talking about the Super Bowl a year ago, why they lost. I don't know, and I don't really care. I just know there's a winner. The person that got to hoist the trophy, kiss it, go celebrate with the president, bragging rights with the ring that people care about. Super Bowl winner, not Super Bowl runner-up. That's all I care about. And to be honest with you, I don't even care about that because it's over. Now, you could say, well, Kevin, the Super Bowl's over. It's a game. The election's not over. The reason why I don't care about the election being over is we won. I'm happy. Everything that's happened so far, not everything, but most of it, I'm happy about. Did you guys see how Donald Trump got around the travel ban? I know I was supposed to go into another story, but I want to talk about this. You remember the judge that, you can't do the travel thing, whatever. Did you hear about how innovatively Donald Trump got around this? I bet you haven't heard this. What Donald Trump did is he went to all the State Department, all the consulates, and he said, new restrictions on vetting process for people coming into the country. So they said, oh, you can't restrict who comes in by way of an executive order. So he issued a decree at the consulate level that said, you can't issue visas unless you vetted every aspect of this person, and he made it so difficult to vet these people that in effect he implemented his travel ban. And I love that. See, that's smart. That's innovation. That's a guy that says, look, keep throwing your problems at me. Bring your courts. I'll get around you. And that's what he did. And he did it not because he was trying to get back at the courts. He did it for one reason, folks, to protect us. But that type of innovative thinking is what we've lacked. Trump's, look, throw your problem at him. He's a problem solver. I was talking to a guy that works in one of our organizations. And I got to tell you, it's frustrating to talk to him. Won't say his name, but he works for us. And every time he calls me up, Kevin, we're not getting the message out. And I go, yeah, we've got a problem with it. And he says, he doesn't get our emails that go out. And I said, yeah, they're going out. Well, I'm not getting them. Well, so you've never been to the moon, but I bet you believe it's there. Yeah, well, I'm not getting them. Okay, so we'll add your name back, and then you'll get them. I don't know. Maybe the system kicked you out. There's a lot of reasons why you're not getting them, but we're getting them. You want to know how I know we're getting them? They're getting out? Because people donate. These are asked for different projects. People donate. They're not getting out. Then how are we getting money? You know, it's ridiculous. So, literally, this is a conversation a year ago. I probably had this conversation 8 times. So I finally said, just forget about it. I don't want you, don't even bring it up to me. You're bringing me your problems. The problem's been solved, and you don't want to recognize that the problem's been solved. We have to be problem solvers. And the reason why I like Donald Trump is because he sees what's going on in the country as nothing but a problem that needs to be solved. Some of it can be solved through legislation. Other has to be solved through restructuring the way people believe, the way they get their news, the way they get their information. So he uses Twitter. He calls press conferences. He makes up words. He commands the discussion. That's a huge thing. That's what we've lacked in leadership, is somebody that says, I'll figure it out. This guy that I'm talking about that works for us, you know, I ask him sometimes, I go, let me ask you this. Do you ever call me with the idea that I'm going to solve a problem? Kevin, I know you're experiencing this is a problem. I'm very clear on what our goals are, what we want to accomplish. Do you ever call and go, Kevin, I've been thinking about that problem you had, and here's a way we can solve it? Has that ever occurred to you? And he doesn't. And what you learn, folks, people get trained to think a particular way. They don't know how to think about solving a problem. Men, we tend to do it because we find ourselves saying, oh, my wife or my girlfriend's having an issue. She's not telling me because she wants to emote. She wants me to solve it. Her tires broke. You know, my tire broke down. You know, I'm broke down on the freeway. Battery died or the car died or whatever. Okay, oh, I really feel for you, hon. Well, good luck with that. Talk to you later. No, your job is to say, where you at? I'll be there. And you're there with the jack or with the jumpers or whatever. You're ready to solve the problem. We tend to do that. But you know what? Somewhere along our evolutionary way, men became women. And the politicians became, and I don't mean it in a bad way, ladies. Good for you that you get us to do the dirty work. But we became these people that don't solve problems. We just feel for it. Oh, that's awful. I'm sorry you feel that way. There's no guy on the planet that thinks that way. You think, here's a problem, solve it. I'm not saying that's always the right fix, but we can back ourselves off of that, but that's your first thing is to solve it. That's what Trump is doing. Let's solve these problems, because this is an emotional thing with America. It is a fact-based, this is what we must do to survive.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Show. So, the sky is falling. Yeah, it's falling. Paris, it is falling in Paris. Things are not good. Why? Because Donald Trump's going to back out, if he hasn't already. He's backing out of the climate treaty or whatever. And how we could ever have gotten ourselves into something like this, it just goes to show you how far things have gone, how bad they've gotten. We negotiate a treaty that says you've got to keep your air at a certain thing or else we can't do it. Let me tell you something. The United States economy says we can do whatever we want to do. We want to pollute, we'll pollute. We want clean air, we'll clean air. We'll run to the beat of our own drum. We're not going to be held accountable. And what's funny, all these world leaders, well, you better do this or we will not do blah, blah, blah. Elon Musk, the guy who does Tesla, the owner or CEO of Tesla, says he's going to quit advising Trump unless he attends the Paris thing. Really? Holy cow, what's Donald Trump going to do if he doesn't have Elon Musk to advise him, the guy who made a car that, quite frankly, The only way he could make that car survive is through subsidies. Look, the Tesla is a good feat of engineering, and it's an amazing vehicle. It's overpriced, but it's an amazing vehicle and all that. Nice. Kudos to you. I guarantee you, the Japanese, the Chinese, whatever, they're all going to be making, the Germans, they will make a car that will make the Tesla look like a piece of crap in a few years, whenever people really want it. It'll come. Don't worry about that. But to threaten the president, I won't be your advisor unless you agree with me on the global climate change. And, of course, the left are going to sell this nonsense till their dying day. And you know what's funny? You watch them now. They know the writing's on the wall. So they say things like, well, okay, it may not be true, but it's still a good thing to do. Now you say, I don't know if you guys have heard this. That's the latest thing. Well, it could be that the data's faulty. But it's great that we're still trying to help Mother Earth. Okay, so you want to collect trillions of dollars from American citizens and give it all, distribute it all around the world because it'll make us feel good. Hey, we feel good enough. I don't know about you. I feel good enough. I feel good just being an American. I feel good just knowing that the majority of the world, despite how bad we are, the way the liberals describe it, they still want to get here. And believe it or not, they want to get here for the opportunity. Yeah, we've got the interlopers that come because they want to take advantage of us, get on welfare. But a lot of people want to come here because they see this as, maybe I will get a leg up, but I'll be able to get mine one of these days. This nonsense, but for us to put ourselves under the UN, okay, we did it with war. What did that get us? So now we got a war on fossil fuels. What's that going to net out for America? Nothing more than the same thing that NATO does, than the same thing that NAFTA's done, that every treaty that this government, and I'm not talking about Donald Trump's government, I'm talking about all these governments leading up to the day that we almost handed a $20 trillion debt to POTUS 45. Every treaty has backfired. We've never won. Trump is exactly right. You wouldn't pick a coach that was in, if our government was a coach, he couldn't get a job. If our government was a CEO, he could not work anywhere. Nobody would hire the CEO of America for any amount of time. George Bush, he may have run a baseball team okay, but once he proved with what he did with the government, why would you want to hire that fool? And you doggone sure shouldn't want to hire Barack Obama. And you better stay as far away from Kankles Clinton as you can. What do these people think we are? Morons? It's unbelievable the hubris that they possess in believing that we should just, let's just go to Paris and give away a bunch of money. Let's go have them talk about the United States' pollution content. You measure pollution content in L.A. You don't measure pollution content in Peoria. Go measure the pollution content in 99% of the air in America, and it's better than anything in Europe. Maybe outside of the French Alps or something. But don't try to compare us. The level of industrialization saves money. Think about it this way. The innovation of a computer. Do you know what it used to take to run a computer? It took mountains of transistors and tubes, vacuum tubes and nonsense, and underfloor ventilation system because it got so hot. Everything we have done has been, the technology that we have created has reduced the level of electricity needed, the level of all this crap. And these people, you got to pay for your climate change and your carbon. I tell you what, you go back to the Stone Ages, we invented the transistor. What were you doing? You were still looking at Tesla's papers trying to figure out how to make a better vacuum tube. We invented the transistor. And then we put it on a substrate. And we took what used to be on the size of a box and we put it, you can't even see it, it's so microscopic. We put millions and millions of circuits inside of a 1-inch square grid. And then that thing goes out and becomes a computer, and it powers everything. It can power your lights. We come up with inventions like LED light bulbs that use less energy. We're using less energy today with more people than we did in the past. One computer center needed its own grid. These people want to try to convince you that you, without, you know, the global warming nonsense of what's the world going to come to, it's going to be a better world. We're going to need less energy in cars. We're going to need less. We're going to make so many strides in rubber compounds on the road. We're going to make compounds for the freeway system that make it smoother. We're going to extend the gas mileage of vehicles, the gas mileage of roads, etc. We're going to make strides in every single aspect of what we do. Eventually, we'll have technology that barely touches fossil fuel. But they want to tell you, you're ruining the earth. And want to convince you that if you don't give money, then the earth, you know, is going to revolt and that'll be the end of it. Because earth is going to get paid. You better know Mother Earth is like, y'all ain't made a deposit in years. Where's my money? Mother Earth doesn't care about your money. And all these emissions, look, the emission standards get less every time we design something new. Do you think cars, the people designing cars are not looking for more efficiency in their engines? Efficiency means I'm burning less carbon, I'm making a better vehicle. Let me ask you this. How many times have you watched a professional car race? Are those cars smoking and huffing and puffing? Of course not. Government isn't dictating as much as they'd like to believe they are. They may say, hey, try this. We tried, it works. They can give you some ideas, but we tried, it works. Boom, it's in the next vehicle. Anti-lock brake systems and airbag, everything that makes a vehicle safer. Composite materials for lighter weight but stronger vehicles, blah, blah, blah. It's all being done. These people act like, oh, without this, it's going to fall. The world will end unless the United States pays billions. They hold us gangster. They're gangsters holding us hostage, rather, every single time we go to one of these events. And Barack Obama and his ilk are happy to go and give away your money because it isn't your money, and they're getting a cut of your money. Kofefe.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Caller, and I'm leaving a message because I just wanted to encourage you to good things. You're doing a great job. My name is 401. I'm a vet and actually a licensed professional mechanical engineer in the blue state of Oregon. Anyway, keep it up and you're doing great. Thanks. Bye.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Glad we have veterans listening to the program in the great state of Oregon, a state that we need to turn red. Anyway, glad you guys are back. Shocker alert. Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton admits why she lost the election. And of all the excuses that the twice-failed presidential candidate thought up, this one actually has merit. I know you're like, what, Kevin? You can't possibly mean it. Hillary Clinton's excuse has merit. What say you, black man? Yeah, it has merit. Voter suppression. And it actually helped Hillary. Yeah, see, her excuse is that, you know, this is the reason why the election was, you know, bad. And she's right. Voter suppression cost Hillary the election. You heard me right. You're thinking, Kevin, I know I didn't hear you right, and I'm telling you, you did. And you're going, no, you didn't. I couldn't possibly. And I'm saying, yes, you did. Leave it alone. You're wrong in this one. Hillary spent months in hiding after the election. You guys know this. She was butthurt. Butthurt. We got her some butt balm from Barack Obama. During the time, she didn't utter a word about the election. Unfortunately for us, she has emerged from her rat hole, and the left now provides her an ever-growing litany of excuses for her loss. We were told that women haters all conspired against her. People that hate women. Men that hate women. Women that hate women. Guatemalan midgets that hate women. Who? The women haters. I'm just going to leave it at that. You know who you are. So much for the women's movement. You know, Hillary's going, I'm a powerful woman, and I can do anything I want to do, and I've done it all, and you people just watch yourselves. But, oh, by the way, the reason why I lost is because I'm a woman, and there were women haters out there. Lord knows there are no man haters. Trump didn't lose or didn't win because the women haters all voted for him. And, of course, there are no man haters. They all love Trump. Because we men, we all love each other. No petty jealousies. No nothing. No eunuchs that vote for the woman. I'm with her. Yep. Hillary has just pilloried
the women's movement. You notice the use of those words, Hillary pilloried. Hillary pilloried the women's movement and all that they've supposedly accomplished by saying, I'm a weak woman and I couldn't get the women vote because people don't like me. I'm a woman. At least when Obama broke the color barrier, he actually got white folks to vote for him. He doesn't acknowledge it, but the only way that sucker got elected was because white folks, you know, some of you, don't be looking away. Like, I see you looking away. Yeah, you so-called conservatives, you voted for him. You want to know why some of you voted for him? Because you thought it was going to assuage all that guilt. It was going to get rid of all of it, and it was going to make the world a better place. You'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony, you Coke commercial freaks. I would call you Coke sniffing freaks, but I know you don't have a drug habit. So anyway, Clinton called half the country deplorables. But she wanted them to like her. The people that vote for Trump are a bunch of deplorables. Will you vote for me because I'm a woman, please? Nope. I'm a woman hater. I don't care if you call me a deplorable. You had me. No matter what. Until that happened. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying. Then Clinton hit a point of desperation, man. She blamed Comey. She blamed the Russians. And boy, let me tell you, have the left milked this fake scandal. And now we have yet another excuse. One that may actually be true. Hillary Clinton says voter suppression is the new reason that she lost. On top of all the other reasons, and we'll play a clip in a bit. And you'll see there's a litany of things that she blames. She's got a conspiracy. Should we do it now? You want to do that now? Let's do it now. Why not? No, we can't. Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
Yes, but who do you think directed it? And do you blame Facebook or any of these platforms for doing nothing? Or what should they have done?
Let me separate out the questions.
Okay.
First, we're getting more information about all of the contacts between Trump campaign officials and Trump associates with Russians before, during, and after the election. So I hope that we'll get enough information to be able to answer that question.
Meaning Trump?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm leading Trump. I think it's pretty hard not to. I think that the marriage of the domestic fake news operations, the domestic RNC Republican allied data, you know, combined with the very effective capabilities that the Russians brought, you know, basically the group running this was the GRU, which is the military intelligence arm of the Russian military, and they have a very sophisticated cyber operation, in bed with WikiLeaks, in bed with Guccifer, in bed with DC Leaks, and, you know, DC Leaks and Guccifer, which were dropping a lot of this stuff on me, they haven't done anything since early January. So, I mean, their job was done. They got their job done. So we're going to, I hope, be able to connect up a lot of the dots, and it's really important because, you know, when Comey did testify before being fired, this last couple of weeks, he was asked, are the Russians still involved? And he goes, yes, they are. Look, why wouldn't they be? It worked for them. And it is important that Americans, and particularly people in tech and business, understand, you know, Putin wants to bring us down, and he is an old KGB agent. I had, obviously, run-ins with him because that in large measure prompted his animus toward me and his desire to help Trump. But it is deeper than that. It's way beyond me.
It's deep. Welcome back. It's so deep, you don't want to go there, man. It's cold, but it's deep, too. Another excuse. The blame game. Trump campaign officials before, during, and after the election were in cahoots with the Russians. Now, we're going to blow that theory away in the next segment, just so you guys are aware. Going to blow it out of the water. Then she says it was a marriage of fake news, domestic fake news operations. I'm going to tell you right now, the only fake news operation I know, and I'm being completely honest, folks, are leftists. WikiLeaks proof. You know what's funny? Hillary Clinton brings up WikiLeaks and never disputes it.
She says they leaked all this information. They leaked legitimate information. Were there lies? No. The clip, everybody you talk to, go back and listen to any of the clips.
Well, it's not so much that, you know, it's the fact that they did this.
That's what all these people say. It isn't that, because they were asked point blank, was the information true? Well, that's not the point. The point is they got in and they stole information. Oh, really? So the theft of legitimate information is bad. So in other words, if they had stolen information and they said, man, Hillary Clinton, it helps the poor. She cuddles with lepers. she donates money to the homeless, and she's an all-around good person. People love her. What would they have said then?
Yeah, it's not that they said all these great things about it. It's the fact that they stole the information.
That Hillary's cuddling with lepers. That she's helping widows and orphans. I mean, come on. We all knew she was wonderful. It's the fact that they got in and stole the information. But no, when they tell you Hillary's in cahoots with the DNC as they conspire to take out Bernie Sanders and as they conspire to come up with crazy theories against Donald Trump and all the wickedness that goes,
what are you talking about? It's a fact that they stole.
See, it wasn't a fact that they stole. It was the fact that they exposed information about Hillary Clinton that painted Hillary Clinton in truth. Let me put it to you this way, folks. This will hit a little closer to home. If I were to get into your email and find out that you did some shenanigans, would you be more hurt that I got into your email? Would you be more hurt that the shenanigans were exposed? If I got into your email and I sent you a note that said, hey, was in your email, but I didn't do anything. I just got in and played around, looked around. I didn't see any. I know you had some files marked confidential. I didn't go in them. You would just be mad. Man, you got my email. But if I said I went into your confidential files and now I got some stuff on you, the least of your concerns is the fact that I got in. Your next question would be, what's it going to take? What's it going to take, man, to not expose me, man? I mean, come on, dude. Come on, man. That would be the natural reaction. These people, they don't go for the natural reaction. Their reaction is,
well, you shouldn't have broken in. That's not fair.
No, it isn't fair. Life's not fair, leftists. You're starting to learn that, aren't you?
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about Hillary Clinton and her new excuse, voter suppression. But we played a clip of Hillary where she's connected the dots on how all this happened. And Hillary says, well, the Trump campaign officials before, during, and after the elections, well, they're the ones who are the problem here. And it's not really the case. Because there's a hole in their argument, particularly on the before and during the election. And it was broken wide open by Andrew McCarthy of, who's he with? I don't know, he's some right side think tank or whatever. But Andrew McCarthy gave the most amazing description of how you can know this was nonsense. And I'm going to play that in a second after I kind of go through what Hillary says. So she says, all this stuff was going on before, during, actually the elections. It's the marriage of domestic fake news operations, meaning that there's a system set up to disseminate fake information about Hillary Clinton, and it's a cabal that's being led by WikiLeaks and Guccifer and the Russians. And oh, by the way, those Russians, they are very capable. And this is when you know somebody's lying. See, they're led by the GRU. That's military intelligence. These guys are cyber experts. So when they start dropping GRU, that's the former KGB. The average person doesn't know the GRU. If Hillary says the Russians are great at hacking, as we've learned through various other means, and they have an amazing cyber intelligence thing. But when they start dropping acronyms, they want you to understand how big it is, how important, how much they know as insiders, GRU. They say that's the military operations, the military intelligence apparatus inside of the government of Russia. And they are cyber experts, like you wouldn't believe. And, ooh, she said GRU. I'm much more fearful of it now. You know, that's what they do. And she says, between WikiLeaks spreading truth, Guccifer spreading truth, and the Russians, who may or may not have done anything, and it's proved, who knows, who cares? The Russians could have influenced anything. We can influence theirs. You know, it could have been the videographer in California who did Benghazi, right? Why don't we blame him? But she says, they got their job done. But if you connect the dots, let me help you here. Comey was even asked, and then I love this part. This is what, when you know liberals are just at the, they're grasping at straws. Even Comey, he's credible. Don't, when we go into Comey in more detail, you guys are going to shake your heads to ever have believed that this guy was nothing, was anything more than a Clinton shill. That's why they keep bringing him up. That's why the left will not hammer Comey. That's why they didn't want him fired. That's why Barack Obama didn't fire him. That's why that now that he's fired, they're all mad. Comey was an insider. He was a snoop. He was a plant inside of the government. On behalf of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, the Clinton Foundation, and the entire elitist apparatus that's operating inside of our government, Comey was there to protect them. And you don't have to believe me. I have enough proof for you to connect the dots for yourselves. But that's why Hillary Clinton refers to him. Even Comey said it. He's a disgraced FBI agent, FBI director, who's been fired. Only one of two in history. And she still refers to him. Ask yourself why. She says, even Comey was asked, are the Russians still involved? And he was like, yes, of course, because it all worked out. See, Trump orchestrated this whole thing. When he set out to run, that's what he had planned. Working with the Russians and, you know, and all this stuff. Yeah, it was a devious plan hatched by Donald Trump, who's, by the way, too stupid to get elected. And then she goes on. The American people, tech, and business, they know. They need to be made aware of this. Because, see, Hillary Clinton had run-ins with Putin. She said, that's what prompted his animus. The fact that I was so tough on him. He didn't like having to deal with me. Yeah, what's up in there, Putin? Come on, you get yourself some Clinton here, baby. And she says, her run-ins with him inspired him to help Trump. That's what you have to believe. So believe her narrative. Putin said, of all the people that are running, who runs in the election? We will take sides. Right now, we're going to help Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump has the most chance of winning. Remember when Ann Coulter was asked, who does she think had the most chance of winning? And he said, Donald Trump. And they laughed. What happened to all of that? I thought Donald Trump was the laughing stock of the world. Why would Putin bet on that horse? Why wouldn't Putin bet on, say, Ted Cruz? Why wouldn't Putin bet on Rand Paul? Ben Carson? Why did he bet on Donald Trump? The biggest loser in America. We're not worried about Donald Trump. He's a silly man. But they did. And here's the reason why. All of this is the biggest crock of nonsense. Next time you go to the bathroom and you take a look at what you leave behind, that's exactly what this is all about. But let's play the clip.
Your thoughts on all this back and forth. You know, you're a prosecutor. Your thought, is there any there?
There's no there as far as the collusion conspiracy is concerned. But I think the thing that happened this weekend that's really important that people miss because they're so giddy about this story about Kushner is it blew up the collusion conspiracy. Because if there had actually been a collusion conspiracy, there would already be back channels to Russia. There'd be no reason for Kushner in December, weeks after the election, to need to set up a back channel to Russia had there been one during the campaign. So I know for the moment they're loving the story, but I think it's kind of exploded the story that they've been telling us for 6 months.
And there you have it, folks. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Show. What else can you, what do you add to this? See, that's logic. Democrats work themselves into a frizzy, and then logic kicks in. How could, Hillary Clinton said it herself, before, during, and after the election, the Trump administration was working with the Russians. Okay. So then we go down this path, and I told you guys, they're blaming everybody from Manafort to, you know, who knows? And now it's settled on Kushner. And as Democrats, they never really work anything through. Everything's in a rearview mirror. Oh, Manafort, that didn't work. Oh, we'll blame Lewandowski. Oh, that didn't work. Oh, we'll blame the last guy that had a black Russian with Donald Trump. That didn't work. Oh, my gosh, who do we blame? And so they put Ivanka. What's she got? What's she doing in the White House? What's Ivanka? Oh, Jared Kushner, her husband. Let's get him. He's got to be like Anthony Weiner, right? He's got to be vulnerable. Certainly, he's done some sexting. So they go after Kushner. Seems to be a very cool cat. I don't know Jared Kushner. I'm just looking at him on the surface. You know, not overly handsome, but certainly not ugly. I made the point the other day. I said, guys, look, a billionaire's daughter, he protects her. He's vetted Kushner. He knows Kushner's, he knows a lot of information about him. You don't marry a billionaire's daughter without going through the ringer. He's vetted better than any Muslim that's ever entered America. You can bet on that. So, but the left doesn't care. Let's go after Kushner. He must have dirty underwear. So they go after him. But what they forget is that we are smart people. And we say to ourselves, well, hold on a minute. You're saying Kushner set up back channels to Russia. This is post-election. Kushner was very uninvolved during the election cycle. Post-election. Donald Trump is now president, and you're mad at him because he's setting up a communications with the Russians so he doesn't have to worry about going through this leaky faucet that we have called the White House, called the U.S. government, and you're blaming him? Remember we played the clip from, what was her name, Strassel? Joy, not Joy, but Kim Strassel. And Kim said, back channel communications is set up all the time. That's par for the course. That's the way D.C. works. That they're like, oh, he's setting up back channel communication. He's working with bankers. Holy cow. Are you serious? What next? He actually goes to work with the IMF, the International Monetary Fund? Whoa. Hold on a minute. He's going to work with the UN? You mean all those other countries that we're dealing with? Holy cow. Look at the conspiracy, folks. She even said before Barack Obama was the candidate, he was setting up back channels with Iran. That's stuff that should have got him arrested. He gets elected. Why? Because we wanted a black president. Because we needed to have a black president. America was missing. We had a puzzle piece that was gone. And when we found Barack Obama, it was like, oh, Lord, I squeezed the box and there that puzzle piece fell out. And boom, there it is. The country's going to be better for it. This blew up their argument. And the Republicans should be seizing on it. They don't even know how. We're setting up a methodology for you guys to support what we do so we can blow these arguments up in the faces of people. Imagine us going on Black Talk Radio and asking this very simple question. If he's guilty of something, why is he setting up a back channel now? Wouldn't that have already been established? How do you think black folks would feel about knowing that information?
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.